This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Welcome back, people. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene Pearl, and I'm Danny, and it's podtastic fantastic. Hey, I'm on fire today. I am on fire.
Why?
People.
Warum?
When you work in the dark for years and years and years,
yeah.
Alone. With no encouragement. And no results.
Ooh.
No results. You day in and day out, no results.
Are you talking about when you worked at THM for us?
This is my quitting episode. This is where I storm out after a big dramatic presentation.
Well, you've got your Nike's Just Do It shoes on it. You're just going to do it. Quit finally.
But when you stay faithful.
Yes.
And nobody's encouraging you and you don't have a support group and no results.
Isn't you talking about yourself?
But you just don't quit.
Right.
And you just, it's just time sometimes.
Okay.
The day will come when you will say, I have created the impossible.
I love it, Dan. Mm-hmm. Is that going on in your life?
I'm in that season.
Because I would have to beg to differ about support system. I would say, Mrs. Valdez, it's been a great support to you.
Yeah, I mean.
And there were times you were here in your bathrobe.
Yeah, and when you doth walk into this potty, I think there has been a little bit of a support here.
And Leslie Fox and John Boy and all of us have been really your counseling system.
But those beautiful golden moments are like a grain of sand compared to this entire beach of misery sometimes.
Oh, okay.
When you most of the time are going to be at it alone.
Yeah, okay, so you want all the glory for yourself. What has happened?
Yeah, you know?
He's wearing his jacket zippered down three quarters with sunglasses attached to his shirt, which means he feels like he's made it big time.
Yeah, and
what did you get like a deal with Taco Bell?
We already know you've gone. Danny is the voice of Chipotle nationwide. If you ever hear an ad for Chipotle, that's our Dan. He's gone bigger than the potty.
I just want to encourage everybody. Like,
so what else is happening?
Whatever it is, this isn't really. And who cares?
Are you
going to
turn up here and record with us when you're just too big?
He'll have his manager come knock at the door of the podcast and say, "Well, Dan will be another 10 minutes. He's on some calls."
Yeah, I mean, I'll be here, but you're going to for sure coordinate with an admin or something. Yeah. We're not responding to texts anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Hey guys, I actually have some good old practical stuff for you today. I wanted to get back to basics, and I want to talk about meal timing because I've seen a few questions about it, and I'm going to go back to revisit, you know, when you should eat, all these things, because you guys love practical stuff. But before we do, I am dragged, Serene. I said, you bring your guitar, girl.
Oh, no, not that. Not yet. I was looking for it.
No, you do it when I say. I am head of the party
Pearl's
today.
Pearl's in charge here, Serene.
We just had Chalice's wedding, Serene's daughter's wedding. It was so beautiful. And as I told you on last week's party, you know, she sung me this song. She said, Pearl, I just wrote this. Do you think I should sing it? And I wasn't in the mood to hear it even. And then she sung it and I was just like, I cried. It was so moving. And you guys are our family. You've been with us for years. You've gone through life with Dan, Serene, and I, and Leslie Pops and John. And so I wanted you to be at the wedding, but you couldn't be.
I would have invited you.
Yeah, she
but
was.
I didn't know your address.
She didn't know where to send your invitation.
Sorry, guys.
Anyway, so I told Serena, you should sing the song to our lovely sissies.
But those were not words that I was picking up. I was just, you told me you were doing a practical potty and I wrote a few points too. So I was just looking over them before you started.
You didn't even know what my practical potty was about.
No, it was a whole surmising, whole synopsis about practicality.
I love you.
But you're singing a song?
I'm in charge today, so I want you to sing this song for everybody. I know, look, Serene, even when Serene sung it on the day, this is Serene, when we used to like be on the road together doing music, she never, ever did sound checks.
No.
She never practiced.
No.
So the same thing. When I made her sing the song at the wedding for Chalice, she's like, well, it's not ready, Pearl. I said, go sing it. So I held the mic for her.
Because I didn't organize like a mic stand or anything.
But it was so beautiful. Danny, did you love her songy?
It was amazing.
Danny was at the wedding. He was dancing.
But I don't play guitar, just so you guys know.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You sort of do.
I haven't picked it up for 10 years. And when I used to pick it up, I still wasn't a guitarist. I don't even know the names of the chords.
She makes up her own chords, but that's okay. Just sing the song, Serena. It's
okay,
so sweet.
And I might have to stop to remember the words.
That's all right. No one cares. You're only singing in front of a couple hundred thousand people right now.
No, it's just our mamas.
It feels like you've always been here. From the beautiful thought of knowing you're growing inside of me, to the jubilee of holding you as a baby, 'cause you're finally here. But haven't you always been here? Running through the house and skipping through my heart, making paper flowers, tossing petals all about. Here. Talking princess and pirates and faraway lands, authors and books you love, but never boys or bands. Here. Always. And you pack your bags the other day, swap your room, I heard you say, just one more week, I'm gonna be just down the road. I still pop by, but I knew that my soul would cry, 'cause you won't be here, but I'll catch the tear. For the best reason for leaving is a good man. I couldn't imagine the day you wouldn't be here. Tasseled blonde bedhead good mornings, humming whimsical tunes that float on wings. You've always been here. Always. Quirky quick quips and eyes that flash bold through a sundown smile that never grows old. Steady and calm like a summer stream, and when the wind blows wild and never rustles your leaves, you'd be here always. Then you pack your bags the other day, swept your room, I heard you say, just one more week, I'm gonna be just down. For the best reason for leaving is a good man. For the best reason for leaving is a good man. For the best reason for leaving is a good man.
Thank you, Sam. And she did get a good man, and she is moving just down the road.
Yeah.
But I walked over there that day when you sung me that song, and you were like, you were sort of like crying because, like, Pearl, she's only going down the road, but it just feels.
Well, everyone was asking me, how are you doing? How are you doing? And Chalice was our best friend. It was like the Three Musketeers, my husband and I and Chalice. She was just one of those homebodies. She loved to be home, and she just loved, she actually enjoyed her parents, and we enjoyed her. And so I thought I was doing fine. Okay, this is, you know, he's a great guy, and this is just all like a domino effect happening, and I never really stopped to check my emotions until I saw her taking out her boxes and sweeping a room, and I just bawled my eyes out, and I'm like,
Yeah. That image of a daughter cleaning her stuff out of your house. Wow. I'm projecting my daughter into that.
Yeah, you'll be a mess, Dad.
I can't take it.
But I sung it stupid. I don't know. You know, it's just probably the pressure.
No, you did good.
You did good. But it's like Olympic Games, right? You know, you just play it at home and you're just like, hey, that ain't half bad. Yeah. And then you go sing it in front of somebody and you're like, that stinks.
That was some proper LA songwriter stuff, in my opinion.
It was good. It was good.
John? The old classic LA songwriting days when they wrote songs and stuff out there.
As if they don't. I wanted to talk about just changing gears here, going back to the good old Trim Healthy Mama. I wanted to talk about meal timing, because it comes up all the time, right? And I know we've got so many new people tuning in. We've got so many people, I've noticed this, Serene, I haven't told you this, but so many people returning to Trim Healthy Mama. Wow. Because there have been a lot of, you know, sometimes, you know, people started with us maybe back 8 years ago when we first put out this book, and then life happens sometimes. But a lot of times too, other things have come and gone, like keto, like fasting, like vegan, and all these alluring things. And people are like, well, hey, maybe I'm just losing slow right now. Maybe I should try this. Or you know, people go through hardships and they fall off. And we have so many returning people just like coming back to the fold. It's beautiful. And so I want to return to basics things and just cover some basic things of Trim Healthy Mama. Cover them as they were first told by us, Serene, but cover them with a newness too of what we've learned 8-9 years down the track.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And this is just what I wrote down. It's not my words. Sure. It's actually the words of somebody I love to read.
Who?
It's actually I was reading a book by Graham Cook again. Hey, I read the Bible. I read the Bible more than I read about Graham Cook.
She tried not to say
it. Listen, when you said you were going to come and bring a practical potty, I was reading last night just a little chapter before I went to bed.
Has he reached out to you on social media? Are you buds
now?
No,
but he knows that Serene's a fan.
But listen, this was not
he's
about
waved to her in a picture.
This is not, has he? I didn't
know
that.
Yes, he did. Someone went to his meeting and said, Serene and Pearl talk about you on their potty all the time. Can you give a shout out?
Oh,
and he's like,
sweet.
Here's a wave to Serene. Like he put his hand up like.
Yeah, that's sweet. But listen, I was reading this. It has nothing to do with THM, but then I'm going to hand it over to you, Pearl. But it said, all knowledge must contain an experience or we have learned nothing in life. If what we say we know has not changed our behavior, then we do not know it. We have not encountered it, right? And then 2 Timothy 3:7 says, who are always learning but never coming to a knowledge of the truth. And so I want to say before Pearl starts this whole practical series, she said she's going to start bringing practical series. We can have read the book and know it, but we don't really, really know it until we put it into an experience. So we put it into the day-to-day practical, because knowledge upstairs is not really knowing it. It's just knowing about it. And then until it changes our behavior, we do not know something.
Yeah, that's so true, Serena.
Good on
Thank
you.
Thank you for that.
That bears repeating that last sentence. Until it changes our behavior, we don't know something.
Yeah.
Man, that's real talk.
And you know what? Until it changes your behavior, when something changes your behavior, oftentimes it takes many times of doing it until your behaviors actually change. Like when I went and made my bed this morning, that was from 2-3 years of actually me telling myself, well, I'm a bed maker, but and then just doing it.
Yeah.
And so some of the things that we're going to talk about today, maybe you've just done them for a month or two, or maybe you gave it a year. I'm talking years down the track. As Danny said, when he started this potty, you know, he's like all those years of like hustling in the dark and never, not much showing for it. And then one day, whoa.
Sometimes no results. Look, the point is, right? What do you do when there's no results? I think that like that's a huge question for when you're doing a hard thing, when you're doing something that's going to be life changing or body changing or, you know, anything that's important is going to be big and long.
I say you don't give up because hard work is just a good way to live.
Yeah, that's right. You keep going, but you tweak. And so that's what I want to talk about today a little bit.
That's smart. You tweak.
Yeah, you do.
Because
if you've got absolutely no results and you keep going and going on the same thing, Danny, wouldn't you say you've honed where you're going? Don't you regroup every week? You were telling us this last week. You're like, where do we want to go this week? How can I refine things? I mean, you've done that with your family. You've done that with your career, you know. So I think we do that with Trim Healthy Mama. And that's what I've done in my life. I've seen Serene do that. But I want to talk today about one of the fundamentals of Trim Healthy Mama, which is meal spacing and timing. Okay, from our very first book, we said, give yourself a space if you can, and we're not counting women who are pregnant and nursing because they have to eat more often. Give yourself a space of about 3 to 4 hours between your meals and your snacks.
And I say personally, if you're hungry at 3, it's the space of 3 hours.
Yes.
It's just if people just have just a natural bent where their body just burns more slowly.
Yeah.
Well, then if they're not hungry at 3, don't force
it.
That's why we say 3 to 4 hours. We're not saying 4 hours is better.
No, we're not.
We want you to hear that.
THM is 3 hours could be better. Is unique for mm-hmm. each person. And that's what I want to talk right. about today, actually. Right. In that,
And 4 hours used to be easy for you when you used to eat less carbs, but your yes. metabolism started revving on carbs and you could hardly make it to three.
I was a 4 hour person and now I'm, usually a three, four, five, six. Yeah, I'm a 3 hour, but I used to be a four, but, it depends upon where you are.
I'm a 3 hour with a 2.5 hour, pacifier.
Yeah, like you've got to start
things to let me start.
But some ladies, and that's what I want to talk about later. I want to get there for those who can't even do the four. I want to talk to you because guess what, Serene? I did this Find Your Tribe post on THM group, right? Because we've got this app now, and pretty soon you'll be able to see who's following you. The app's going to get updated, things like that. But for now, you know, you can follow others. Mm-hmm. And so people, they want to follow others in the same lifestyle as they are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the first one I said, I knew we had a lot of teachers and nurses as THM. So I said, hey, let's do a Find Your Tribe teachers and nurses post here. What's your name on the app? Find one another, follow one another because you're in the same lifestyle, you know? And they work outside of the home and they have long hours and sometimes right. they find it hard to get in that snack.
So they'll
you know?
Be able to relate when somebody's yes. getting it in. They'll be like, okay, she can do
it,
I can do
oh
it.
Oh my goodness, Serene, we have tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of teachers and nurses.
Wow.
I couldn't believe how many we had. I knew we had a lot, but our amazing woman – I feel like, you know how Trim Healthy Mum at first started in the homeschool right. group situation.
Which are teachers and nurses.
Yeah, well, that's true too. But then it grew outside of right. there and it started going to the working outside of the home woman and different things. But I think it is circulated
wow.
in the genres of just nurses have told other nurses mm-hmm. about it and teachers have told other teachers about it. So we have just so many because in that lifestyle they've told one another about wow. it. So we're so glad to have you. We're so proud of you guys.
Hey, teachers and nurses are some of the most and saintly other, people in the whole entire you know, world.
They deserve special crowns in heaven.
They do. Whenever agreed. I've been a person in the hospital and I've yeah. had nurses wait on me, I just think to myself, am I like the wretchedest person in the
yeah,
world
I'm
and are they the most incredible saint? Because I can't imagine doing what they're doing. They're just so selfless and so non-germophobic. It just is so
yeah,
amazing.
I've always done that too. You see a nurse and I always marvel at their non-germophobia.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I like to pretend I'm not a germaphobe, yeah. but I think the truth is that I am.
Yeah, and they have compassion and this joy when yes. people are going through the hardest times of their life, mm-hmm. right? They're in the hospital. They're there and they make it easier. They yes. make it better. I mean, all my experience with nurses have been great.
That's cool to hear that nurses are interested in Trim Healthy Mama because my impression of at least a lot of the doctors I've worked with have been that often doctors seem to be the least interested about nutrition, like what I ate or anything. And, you know, a nurse would probably school me on that and tell me why, but I've always just sort
of
wondered.
Sometimes I think there's a stereotype too. There is truth for some doctors, but some doctors are all about it, you know.
Okay.
And we actually have doctors our plan. Like we've got many now. Hey's like, hey, I've seen blood work change with this Trim Healthy Mama plan. I want you to do this.
Well, when I was a kid, I remember the doctor would always start to ask like, what are you eating and do you drink water? And like really basic stuff. And I feel like when I went to the doctor as an adult, like they never – no, doctors don't ask those types of things anymore.
Yeah, if you want to stereotype. Yeah, some do though.
Okay, but some
don't. Yeah. yeah, I'm sure. But you know, you've got your – and it depends. You know, they're specified in their genre and everything. But let me get back to this. So let's start. We were talking about the 3 to 4 hour thing. It's not a rule. It's a beautiful guideline, Serene.
Yes.
I think life happens, right? And just like Trim Healthy Mum and Danny always says, like it's not like a diet, a bunch of do this, do that, do this. It's a guideline and then you take it from there and you make it work for you.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And so some days if you can't, like it's been 5 hours and you honestly couldn't get to your kitchen or you couldn't get a snack, I don't know why, but just some things happen, right? You don't have to say, well, I totally messed up today, you know? Good job, Serene. Serene's phone's ringing. You know, you just get back to it and then you get back to your rhythm.
But I think the reason why we put any time guideline at all is because we just wanted to protect people from the constant grazing.
Yes.
Which doesn't allow the body to utilize all the fuel and to empty out and then to start, you know, needing more where it's starting back from the clean beginning again.
Yes.
But, you know, some people have stomachs that get full really quick.
They do.
And then at the 2 hour point, maybe they need to eat again.
Yeah.
But it's just our point is so that might be a group of people that just like I eat small, but then I eat mm-hmm. often. And that's okay. You can do trim healthy mama. You don't have to stuff yourself into a 4 hour thing or a 3 hour thing. Eat at the 2 hour mark. As long as you're not in 15 minutes grazing and then in 25 minutes after that grazing. It's just like give yourself that space. And if you're a burner who burns fast and you are truly empty in 2 hours.
Yeah, what we're saying is usually most of us require more than 2 hours. To burn something. I know I do. I know I'm not quite done at 2 hours from my last meal. But sometimes if I'm ravenous, I'll go for it, eat something fuel polish or have a trimmy or something like that. But usually it takes about two and a half to three. And you've burnt that fuel and you're ready for the next one. So it could be a new fuel. Like you may have had some fats in your lunch. At the 3 hour mark, you might be ready for some carbs. Now, I do want to say this. Some people burn fat slower than they burn carbs. Mm-hmm. We've found that, haven't we, Serena?
Yes.
And that's why people that do keto don't need to eat as often and because the fats are slower burning.
I think I'm one of those people.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never looked at it that way, but I know I have more trouble processing fats.
Yes.
Which could just mean slower.
Slower.
Yeah.
I know that when I have an S breakfast, then I am not ravenous for lunch. Like say I eat at 9 and I'm a person that I don't eat when I first wake up. I'm not hungry. I can't do it. So I'm about an hour and a half into it, I'm eating. Yeah. And so let's just say I eat at 8:30. If I eat an S breakfast, I'm not as ravenous at 12. Where if I ate an E breakfast, I am a ravenous
we
at
used
12.
To think, we used to think at the beginning that it was something to do with the carbs, just didn't, right? Maybe it just wasn't as
causing
satiating.
Cravings. We thought they caused cravings.
But it's not. It's because carbs rev the metabolism. Yes. They rev, they make the metabolism a hot burning
they
furnace.
They make you burn.
And that's why with keto, Pearl said, you know, some people just burn through it slower so they don't eat as often, but, and then they end up intermittent fasting. Mm-hmm. But one of the other reasons they end up doing it is because the whole metabolism slows down. So you burn
it's
so
just
much slower.
A slower
you're
process.
Hibernating.
Rookie and we're not, question.
Yes. Yeah. I'm just saying before you, and you're going to come with that question, I'm just going to say we're not downing fats because, oh my goodness, we love fats and we love our S meals. But we're just saying we've learnt over these years that the reason you get hungry after an E-meal, one of the reasons, is it starts you burn carbs faster.
And I think what Pearl is trying to say in this practical potty here too is that we're not downing fats. We're included. But what happened before is the E-meals in our plan, we didn't write it. We didn't necessarily think it, but almost by default happened in all of our lives, our original Trim Healthy Mama group and maybe us in the original years. E's were like a second class citizen. And what we're trying to say now is, you know what, when you have S's as the predominant meal and E is just a throw-in, you're going to be burning through things so much slower and some people can't handle it and they just reach plateaus and they don't lose as fast.
Yes, it's true. Danny?
All right, so I'm in my car and I'm sort of like looking at traffic and listening to a podcast like a good ADD diagnosed kid would. And I don't catch everything in context, but something jumped out to me, and that is that carbs rev your metabolism. And I instantly think my entire life I've learned that carbs are how you gain weight.
Yeah, but that's with bad carbs.
Okay.
Right? I mean, you can gain weight with good carbs too if you put lots of fats and lots of protein with
them. But
carbs
alone.
But just remember, the old adage too was fat is how you gain weight. But now we know fat is not necessarily how you gain weight.
So if it's not fat and it's not carbs, how do you gain weight?
Well, Danny, it is the abuse of either
of
them and the type, the refined.
And the abuse of either.
Yes. I mean, if you're eating fried potatoes, let's just look at those for a sec. Deep fried potatoes. You have the abuse in deep fried potatoes of the vegetable cooking oil in huge, immense amounts, immersing a very dry potato in there with sucks and slurps up all that oil.
And so you're abusing the carb and the fat in the same meal.
Yeah.
And there's no protein anchoring it for the most part. Because when you have a fries, you usually have a mound of fries.
You do, and they're white potatoes, which we've come to the plan and said even some of us can eat white potatoes. Let's not evilize them. But when you eat them in that amount, first of all, they can spike the blood sugar. Then you put them with all that oil. Yeah, you're going to gain weight. It's abuse.
Yeah, got it.
Now he's going to go out and get some fries so he can gain some weight.
Yeah, I'm going to abuse all of your information.
Coconut oil and white potatoes, go for it. It's still, just because the food is healthy, that's what we've got to realize too. Some people will go into a health food store, everything in here, you feel like you're in the safe zone. Not necessarily, just because it's healthy, just because it's organic. I mean, breast milk is healthy and I've seen some roly-poly gorgeous babies.
Yeah, and you know, I always ask these questions so that I can reverse everything you say so that I can gain weight.
So don't take the trans-fat McDonald's ones, but go and make good deep-fried coconut oil ones, Danny. It'll be good for you.
But here's what I've learned trying to gain weight the healthy way, like trying to gain weight by eating food from the earth is actually really hard.
It's hard for you because you have a high metabolism.
And also he can't overdo fats for his gallbladder.
Yeah.
His gallbladder.
I'm conscious of fats, but I'm back on a little now.
Yeah, good for you, Dan.
I had a grilled cheese sandwich the other day.
All right. Was it good bread?
Yeah, it was artisan, like homemade
good
bread.
Good job, Dan.
Yeah, with like butter on it.
Yeah,
but
it's a good crossover.
Nothing else the rest of that day with fats.
Oh, okay. But so, you just did that and you were okay.
Yeah, like I so feel the Trim Healthy Mama my way vibe.
Yeah.
Because I've like I'm probably the worst Trim Healthy Mama out there because I literally, so first of all, I take everything you say and I do the opposite.
Yeah, because you want to gain weight.
My toddlers.
Yeah. And then I have to like then customize other little things because of my particulars. But yeah, it's my way.
It's great. I just love it.
So we were back to timing. And we were just saying that the 3 to 4 hour window, you know, where are you? And some women, honestly, we have a little Anman friend, Serene. She's the most incredible Trim Healthy Mama I know. Yeah. She has made it work for her. I'll say her name. She doesn't mind. Cindy Young. You know Cindy.
Love
she comes to the Admin
Cindy.
Retreats. She is just incredible. She dropped like 60 pounds and she's just kept it off. And she does Trim Healthy Mama her way.
Yeah.
And the fact that I have to have an afternoon snack. She's a little, she's barely 5 foot. I don't know if she doesn't have that afternoon snack. She's like, Pearl, I'm fine from lunch to dinner. Do I have to have a snack? I'm like, do it your way, Cindy.
Exactly.
You've rocked this.
Exactly.
You know, and she does it her way and she's rocked it. So all I'm saying, let's just say you're a nurse and I could say, well, you could carry a bar with you or you could have a snack. But what if you just really can't? You can still do Trim Healthy
Mama
your way.
Well, this is a different. Can't because your body doesn't want it or can't because you feel like you have no time. I feel like if it's your body wants it, then work it out.
Yes.
But if your body doesn't want it, then don't try and fit yourself in a mold of somebody else. Yeah. It's like I've had to do that with myself. I'm a fast burner.
Yes.
And I'm not nursing or pregnant right now, but usually I am. And as a nursing or pregnant woman, my times was every 2 hours.
It was, wasn't it?
And now it's 2.5 hours. I'm having that trimmy to last 3 hours. I've got another half an hour under my belt right now because I'm not nursing.
But you are a very tall human.
I feel like I'm eating myself after 2.5 hours. And the fact is that I don't eat a lot at one sitting.
No,
I try, but I get full in about very small amounts. So I'm doing it my way. I can't do it. If I've tried to like eat more in one meal and I almost feel like throwing up.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't eat enough to last 3 hours. I do it my way.
I know. And I think that's where we're all coming into this freedom. So yes, the guideline, everybody, this is what we're saying here. The guideline is every 3 to 4 hours, but you are you and you are unique.
Mm-hmm.
Now here is where I'll put some caveats. Is that the word on it?
Caveats. But caveats. That was precious.
Cleats.
Precious.
Cleats.
So precious.
You know, we've talked about this before. If you're stretching and going all day and maybe just, you know, not eating breakfast and eating your first meal at 3, and I know that's called intermittent fasting, but I have found that I would much prefer you to just go eat some e-meals, for goodness sake. You're going to do better off with your metabolism.
And you're going to get hungry.
Yeah. And then you'll start to get some hunger. I know some people say, well, you know, intermittent fasting works for me. It does take weight off, but what's it doing to your metabolism?
But it takes weight off at the first.
Yes.
But to keep it off, you have to even lengthen
you have
those
to do
hours.
The hours of window long. I'm on. Like, I have this other Facebook persona because I want to go on all the other diet sites and join their groups.
You have you have a secret.
I do. I'm not telling you the
name. It's our research.
It's your research.
It's my researcher. I go on, and I don't post in there, but I lurk because I want to find out how people are doing. And you know, I don't want to be on this island where I don't know about what's working elsewhere and things like that.
She gets on every site. She gets on these plant vegan sites. She gets on every site.
Is it like a cool pen name? Is it a person's name?
I'm not telling you, Dan.
It's like
And I Caitlin don't like lurk on them every day, but I check
out. I think she has a guy name too for the guy hormone site.
Yeah, I do.
So she can get into the bro clubs.
I'm in the bro clubs, but I do check up on these things about once every week or once every 2 weeks.
People, you did not know who you were dealing with, did you?
Oh, no. Hey, it's how she researches for these guys. Yes. For her mamas.
I do. But
the reason why it's great research is because it's not just knowledge that gives you an understanding. It's an experience. No. So she gets on these groups to see what people are experiencing.
Because you can read anybody's book, but until you see how is it working in people's lives.
In their community.
Yes, in the community. How it's playing out, you don't know. So, you know, I'm on several intermittent fasting groups and I see it over and over again. Well, I've had to increase my fasting window, you know. So now I'm only doing 4 hours a day, or there's this only once a day. It's called there's an abbreviation, of course, for everything that people do on groups. It's one meal a day. And that's what people end up doing. And
if they ever went back to feasting on a holiday.
Yeah, and then then you go back, maybe just try and live your life, have three meals, your weight piles on straight away. Now, I know some people, if you say to me, I thrive eating one meal a day, Pearl. I know someone who does this, right? And she still calls herself a trim, healthy mum. I think it's rare. But my lifestyle works with this. My husband likes it. I don't have children in the home. My life works like this. I'm going to say to you, it's your life. I'm not going to try and force you out of that. It's working for you. But on the whole, I would say that's not a life that most of us can keep up.
And I think at her age, it's a safe place to say, listen, I've just learned myself. I know who I am. Yeah. I know what I enjoy, and this is fine. But I think if you're a younger woman and you're listening, I think it's more a good place to be open in your mind and listen to what it actually does to the body.
Yes.
Instead of, you know, I think it's different if you're in your 50s and you know.
I still don't advocate one meal a day, but no. I know someone it's working for them. Yeah. Okay. But her lifestyle is so different.
Yes.
And I think most of us, if we've got children in the home or even just regular life, life is focused around meals.
Yeah, and I feel like the Bible's focused around meals too.
You know,
right?
Jesus shared things through a meal. And
it says the Son of Man came eating and drinking and feasting.
You know, and he caught fish and sat with his disciples, and it was all, and they broke the fast. And you know, history is all about people gathering for meals, and we're about in our culture three meals a day and a snack or two. I love living this way.
Look at the animal kingdom.
I love it.
They're constantly eating. Animals constantly eat.
Passion in your face.
You know, just think. Animals are doing it by instinct. They're not doing it because they've learnt this thing or they've researched whatever.
But we're saying don't constantly eat, though, Serena.
No, that's different. I know that because we're humans and I think we're meant to accomplish things also. They're only meant to accomplish eating.
I know.
Right? And then whatever work they're doing for them, they must.
I know. So, and it does work for some. Listen, I know John here probably only eats one meal a day, but we're not going to ask him for his advice on this.
Hey, I had a health coach tell me to gain weight, try intermittent fasting.
Right, because it slows metabolism down.
End response. That's how the podcast should end, actually.
All I'm just thinking you know, our plan, so our guidelines, I'm just saying.
I like what Danny said.
Yeah.
Somebody told him this is how to gain weight, intermittent fast.
I mean,
Big sister's being nice to me.
It wouldn't do it at first. It might do it over the long haul.
Well, it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because most people on a keto diet, which is like just fats, which without carbs included in the lifestyle at all, the metabolism slows down. And then metabolism slows down, they end up intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting turns to longer intermittent fasting. It does slow it down.
Yeah.
Well, he told me this, and maybe you can help me myth bust. But what he said was that the reason it would help you gain weight is that your body thinks, I'm not going to eat for a while, so I better store all this.
That's exactly
right.
Yeah,
well, it does think that.
Interesting.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I'll just tell you what my day's like. Mm-hmm. And your day's going to be different, but I don't have to think. You know, we've had a lot of people ask for our app. On our app, Pearl, where's the timing? When I take a picture, I want to know exactly what time I took that picture of that meal so I can come exactly 3 hours later and eat. I don't live my life like that. Now, we have listened to you and we're going to have an optional timestamp for people that just really need it.
I always time.
Do you?
Even if I'm not going to listen to it. Even if I'm, so my point being is, as soon as I finish my meal, I don't time from when I start preparing the meal or I start sitting down to eat it.
Do you time from after you finish your meal?
I finish my meal.
I don't.
Well, that's why I can only last 2.5 hours.
What do you mean time now?
Listen, as soon as I finish my meal, I glance at the clock in my home. If I'm out, I will glance at my phone. I will ask somebody, hey, what's the time? I just like to know it as a general. And if it gets to 2 hours and I'm starved, I'm going to jolly well eat. I'm going to listen to my body. But if it gets to 3 hours and I'm full, I'm like, hey, I've got an hour window because I'm not going to go beyond 4 hours.
Okay, this is really interesting. And we have never said this in a book. And I've been asked this question over and over. And no wonder we've never said it because you and I do it differently.
Yeah.
People have asked us, do you time from when you start the meal or when you finish? You are timing from when you're finished. No wonder you call it 2 hours or 2.5 hours. You're starving.
I'm starving.
My time, my basic time where I sort of figure it, which I don't really keep a good account because I live my life, I don't know, it just works out. It's when I start.
Oh, but
3 hours from when I start, I'm hungry
again.
But
it could be, to me it's like when you're done.
It makes sense.
It makes sense to me because, look, as a mother of children too, you're stopping, you're taking one to the potty and then you're stopping your meal and they want another glass of milk or, you know, there's interruptions. I don't just eat a meal.
Girls, I actually start right in the middle. No, I don't time at all. I just wanted
so I'll tell you my day and you can tell me your day, Serene. So this is how it just basically works out for me. So when I get up, sometimes I'll get up super, super early just because my body wakes up. It'll be like 5 and I'll just get up. Mm. But that's more rare. Usually I get up about 7:30.
7:30. Nice sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't working construction.
Yeah, but my life is like completely different now. I'm a grandma.
Yeah,
I don't have to get up to kids.
No.
But sometimes I'm just up at 5 and I'm writing. I'm all diligent.
Okay.
But if I'm up at 7 or 7:30, I'm not eating till 8:30. Sometimes 9, just because I'm not hungry till then, I'll drink my water and have some oolong tea first. Mm-hmm. So I'm eating 8:30 or 9. My lunch is 12:30 every single day. I don't have to time. I just know that's when it is. I don't have to set a watch. It's like 12. Yeah. Okay, Pearl, where's your food? I'm always eating at 3:30 or 4 my snack. I have this half hour grace. It's like I'm eating my snack at 3:30 or 4. It's one of the two. I don't care. I never think about it. 3:30 or 4, snack time. It's like, and then I have my dinner at 6:30 or 7. Eating again. Perfect. I'm done. It's just so uncomplicated.
You're done with food?
Let's just say I'm eating at 7. I'm done by 7:30 and I might have like half a THM chocolate bar or something for dessert sometimes.
You know, I'm very unhungry in the morning and very snacky at night.
Yeah, but I used to be, but I trained myself out of that because I'm in menopause and that doesn't work well for me.
Oh, that jacks
so up. I have my hot tea. You need to eat at night, Dan, if you want to put on the weight.
Yeah but I don't, I don't know that when I do that, I don't know that I feel the best.
Oh, yeah. Well, it always goes, it's hard for digestion.
That's what I said, the voluminous
shoving stuff
tornado
in.
Of the gastric chambers.
But is it like, if you look at that day, right?
Exactly.
There's no, I don't have to look at clocks. I don't have to like time from my last meal to the next meal. I have certain times where I eat.
Mm-hmm.
It's so basic.
Yeah.
What's your day? Well, why is it so different?
Why is it so different to mine? I suppose because I never know exactly when the meal is going to be. I don't know why that. It's just because I start every meal differently in the morning. Depends on whether it's a day where my husband is going to be there in the morning for breakfast. Because if he is going to be moving on to work very fast, he'll get us all up, you know, because him getting up just kind of wakes me up.
What time do you get up?
Probably around 6.
Do you? Yeah.
By the time I've got all the children fed, you know, toddlers, husband, I like to make a nice
sometimes I call you and you're still in bed at 6. So be honest, do you always get up at 6?
For the most part, but you've been calling me lately when we have been in holiday zone.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But for the most part, when Sam's going to work, he's been in recovery.
Yeah.
Does Sam
from his
make
eye
all,
surgery.
He wakes all the kids up on purpose?
Oh, yeah. Oh, tough
that's
camp,
how,
you
that's
would say.
How I am.
They're a tough camp, camp, you would
I'm
say.
I'm up, you're up.
There's no child sleeping in bed if dad's up.
No child left behind is
no
my policy.
No child left in bed.
It's so great. So I get up and by the time I'm eating, it's probably like, I don't eat before 7. Because I'm like, that's going to freak me out. I'll be hungry at 9:30 for a meal, you know. But say I'll eat breakfast around 7:30. At 10:30, I'm ready to eat.
Yeah,
it's been
so
3 hours.
Yeah, so you have a snack,
Oh, yeah, I'll have a good size something or other. But usually for breakfast, I'm eating like my favorite oatmeal. in the world, like I'm delicious oatmeal. Sprouted oatmeal. I do the sprouted kind because I'm a bit of a purist, and I put maca in it and have it with nut pods. It feels, tastes like you're having cream and and oatmeal, but it's just not as much fat. It's amazing. Still in E-mode. Maca makes it amazing too, and I put the hemp protein in that we're about to sell. Yeah. Oh, it's like so creamy.
And we're coming up with this hemp seed protein. You know how hemp protein's green and nasty?
And fibrous.
This is the creamiest stuff in the world, and yet it's low fat. It's a plant protein that's so high in protein.
Obviously non-dairy.
Non-dairy. And Danny, when you put it in your oatmeal.
And I will.
It goes like cream.
Oh, my
so delicious.
Gosh.
And then I pour nut pods on top, 3 tablespoons.
What's it, nut
which
pause?
Is only 3 grams of fat. I'm still in the E mode. It's
nut
brilliant.
Pods is the, it's a plant creamer.
It's unsweetened, but just tastes delicious.
It's called
I just
nut
love
pods.
It.
Put that in your
nut
matcha,
pods,
Dan.
They love us because I always talk about nut
are
pods.
Are they in pod form, you mean?
No,
they're just in a, like a little creamer. You can buy it at Publix or Kroger.
But
or I make
nut
my
pods.
New pancakes, which I want, purest pancakes, which I want to do on a video. I do it out of my sourdough starter.
Oh, yeah, I don't have sourdough.
No, but it's, you just get it from somebody and you keep it going. It's not a big deal. It's not like making bread. It's so simple.
I love you, but I'll let you do that.
Oh, it's so delicious. They're amazing, and I have that. But so then at 10:30, I've probably already got my yuck yum ready to go, and I'll have a little bit of it to last me over to lunch when I'll have my full yuck yum.
So your lunch is usually an S because it's always an S yuck yum.
It's always an S yuck yum.
Yeah, so your breakfast is almost always E these
always
days.
E these
Do you remember
days.
The years back when your breakfast was always S?
Always S. But now I'm always E for breakfast. I feel good on it. I feel like I'm saying to my body, wake up, the sun is shining, the harvest time is on. You better burn through this food because, you know, you got a lot of food to eat. The grain is budding in the field.
Can you hit us with what's in your
And I feel like my metabolism is burning. What's that?
Can you hit us with what's in your yuck?
Oh, they know.
Well, no, they don't. We've
okay,
got new
right
people
now,
in the room.
I
don't even
okay,
know.
I double ferment my raw milk. So I make kefir and then I strain it out of the kefir grains and then I ferment it for another 24 hours. And then I will add, and sometimes I just keep it going and leave it up to 3 days if I've got a lot being made.
I love your yuck yum. And then she brings it to church every Sunday, and every Sunday I'm like,
this isn't very
into
trim
a food
healthy.
Bag and I'm just.
This isn't very trim healthy and mummified products that I'm about to put in. Is that okay?
Yeah.
But like from all other brands. Is that
all
right?
That's all right.
Okay. So perfect.
But you do use our dynamic duo.
Yeah. Perfect food, green, fermented from Garden of Life or whatever. I put a extra heavy scoop of that in.
Okay.
I put a tablespoon of our dynamic green duo. I put a tablespoon.
Hold on. You put a tablespoon? Girl, you're strong.
And I put half a tablespoon in my oatmeal every morning too. I mix it with a little almond milk. Pearl told me, pour it over top, and then I do a little manuka honey because it's E-mode for me.
Yeah.
And I hold on. It's amazing.
Is this the secret to your flowing
unicorn
hair?
Stop for a second, everybody. I'm sorry. I was putting half a teaspoon of dynamic duo greens with my oatmeal. You are up to half a tablespoon with your oatmeal and a full tablespoon in your dynamic duo.
Yes, but I want to tell you though, in my yuck yum, you can't taste anything.
No, it's delicious.
Because it's so amazing. It's just an overpowering, incredible yuck yumness. Okay, so a tablespoon of dynamic duo, a tablespoon of maca, a teaspoon of ashwagandha, 2 scoops of a fermented chai CBD product from Beyond Hemp. I put in 3 tablespoons of baobab.
Wow,
I
she's
put
so
in,
hardcore. She's so hardcore.
Then I put in a tablespoon of bone broth protein, a tablespoon of hemp protein. And then I put in sometimes some unsweetened cocoa and sometimes not, depending if I want it green or like crayons, all crayon colors mixed together. Color. And then I'll add the cocoa. And then there's probably some things I'm missing out. And even when I go away on vacay, I'll make little zippies of all those things I just said. And
to take
I,
those products with you.
Yes. Yeah. Because I'll buy the goat milk kefir from the health food store when I get to the area and I take my grains on the plane.
Do you?
My kefir grains.
That's
and then
so
I just,
hardcore.
This is the way to double ferment. I used to say.
No one's going to do Trim Healthy Mama like you, but you are
but
amazing
it's my way
girl.
And I just love
it's,
it. I'm addicted.
So
I've tried to change and I'm like, okay, only have half a yuck yum to save room for something else and my life is miserable. I love this thing. I just love it.
You do.
And I'll always add that. Like we're selling these crispy addiction coconut things soon, the cinnamon and a little stevia. And that adds my sweet. I put a handful of those in. I'll put some raw cacao nibs in. I'll some walnuts. Like it's S mode for me. It's S. And I will, it's crunchy and delicious. I just love the
it
whole thing.
It is so good.
But anyway, I wanted to say that this is the way to make double fermented kefir, people, for the practical. We used to say, if you're not going to make your own, you buy the regular kefir from the store and then you just leave it out for 24 hours. That can do it. So don't feel like you failed. You've been double fermenting your kefir. But to me, it pales. It always pales to the flavor of mine.
Yeah.
And I realized if you really want to eat the sugar up, you have to get on the internet or get a friend who has kefir grains and have them send it to you or give it to you. Usually people want to give away for free because they grow every time someone makes kefir, they grow. Okay, so you have kefir grains and you get that store-bought kefir and you put the store-bought kefir in a jar and add like 2 tablespoons of real kefir grains. And then after 24 hours, you strain that out and put the stuff in the fridge. That's your second ferment. I tell you what,
it is
so incredible, Pearl. It tastes just like mine again. It makes it that schweppy, lemony, like there's no like weird, like there's still sugars. You can taste, you know, that mild kind of like sweet milk taste. No, this is like, this is awesome.
Is the yuck yum for you, would it serve as a meal or is this a supplement?
No, it's a meal. Okay. It's my meal. That's what I have for my snack and my lunch. And then by afternoon time.
Hold on. So that's what you have. So you start it for your mid-morning and then you finish it for lunch?
Yes.
Okay, so that's
And then
your
by
lunch.
3 o'clock, I might want like some fruit, some E. Like I'll get back into some E and I might do some cottage cheese maybe on my artisan sourdough bread with a little, I don't know, some sliced banana on it. Like I'm not afraid of carbs.
No, me neither.
So this yuck yum is essentially this super food punch of awesome.
Awesome.
That sounds so good.
Like literally I zing. Every cell in my body zings. I have a quart of it basically.
And you can feel it when you take it.
I feel it.
Because let me tell you, I feel like I do these smoothies, you know, and I feel that same where you're like, my day's miserable. like not, I know you obviously don't mean true misery, but it is that level of emotional
And it shows you how different we all are, right? Yeah. Because Serene literally, this is dairy. I mean, it is raw dairy and it's cultured dairy, but Serene literally thrives on this
it's
dairy.
It's my main protein, and to let you guys know.
And she burns it well. And you know, and she is amazingly healthy on it. And yet some people won't. Like you could take another person, give her the exact same superfood yuck yum, and they won't do as well.
Right.
It'll make them fat.
I love meat. I love it. I really love it. I love fish. I love eggs. And there's been seasons where eggs have been my major protein, not because I love them over meat, but they were quick and easy and just, you know, sometimes fish has been my major protein. But right now for the last 4 years, my kefir is my major protein. And I pump it up with hemp or bone broth protein. Yeah. But you know,
sometimes put our collagen in it too.
Oh yeah, but I put my collagen in my coffee.
Yes,
and stuff like that.
Okay, so you've got
and then 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I did my another E, and then at dinner time, I'm having like salad or fish, or like soup, trimmy bisque, whatever I'm making for the family,
dude. So this hemp, you said hemp
protein. And I always eat something before bed.
What time is your dinner? Sorry. So you just.
So 6 o'clock, 3 o'clock thing, 6 o'clock.
So it's similar to me, really.
But you know, but the 2.5 hour mark, I might like there might be a little leftover yuck yum. I'll have another couple of tablespoons to make me last till dinner. I'll have a trimmy to make me last till dinner. Or I'll have some carrot sticks or some celery. Yeah. Like I'm always a bit hungry around 2.5 hours.
Yes. And that's because you're waiting until after you finish your food. To I realize it. That's our difference. We're about the same actually.
And then before bed, I'll make some kind of like, maybe like a hot cocoa with protein in it, but it'll just be a teaspoon of MCT. So it's not as fuel pull. And I might, you know, or just have some papaya or something before bed.
Yeah, but you see how our lives are very, very simple here. We've got our own sort of routines going and I mean, it's just very basic and simple. I have a green tea
every day, like a big one. I put it in a pot, a Chinese pot, and I make sure I have that every day. And then a cup of chlorophyll water every day. Like, so I've got the good liquids going between meals.
Yes.
And when you travel, you take all these things with you, right?
Only the yuck yum. I put it in zippies and I just throw it in my purse. I don't worry about taking the chlorophyll and the this and the that and that.
Yeah, when I travel, I must have my things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't take anything. Zero. But all that to say is, you know, so do you see, I can understand when you're first starting Trim Healthy Mama or you're returning or something, you're like, oh, back to the timing. How does this all work? But I'm showing you how it just works with the natural rhythms of life. Mm-hmm. You get up, you eat, you wait that little while, your body burns it. You see, if you're always putting food in before that 3 hour time, let's just say, unless you're a really fast burner, like Serene says, some rare people are, you've still got food in there, you've still got a fuel in there, and then you're piling more food in. So your body never gets to burn through that food. And it has to do that if it wants to get into your own adipose tissue, which is your fat store. So if you have weight to lose, you got to let it burn through that meal.
Yep. So well said, Pearl. So well
said.
And
that's why we have that timing. And I love Ecclesiastes. You know, there's a time for sowing and a time for harvest. And then there's a time for laughing and a time for weeping. There's a time for eating, people, and there's a time for stopping.
Yes.
So that's what I had to say, you know.
So in good. Sometimes
I say to myself, when my eye is on the fridge all day, Pearl, the fridge is closed.
Yeah.
The kitchen's closed.
Stop. There's other things that are enjoyable in life,
that's
Serene,
true.
I tell myself. Go and get a hobby, Serene.
Yeah, I know. Because I love food so much.
Because we're in the house too.
Yeah.
I mean, because we work from the home.
I know.
And then when we had children, we were mothers in the home. And so we've always kind of had to be a little strict with ourselves, because I think people that live in the home have to be stricter. I find when I'm out and about, I don't think about food as
Me
much.
Me too.
Yeah. But I do want to say this though. When you're out and about, and I have been, not tooting my own home, but this is somewhere where it's made me be successful in eating healthy constantly, is I'll always remember, I'm not hungry now when I'm leaving the house, but I will be.
Yeah.
And the temptation's going to hit me for something stupid if I don't have a little zippy of something.
Yeah, but you see, temptations hit me too, but I always just make a smart choice. So you always take something, but I love to buy something when I'm out.
But you know yourself.
Yes.
People need to know themselves, because my husband says, I'm like, hey, darling, you want me to pack you a little snack too? And he'd be like, no, I'm not hungry. I'm like, I know, but you're going to be hungry in 3 hours. I'm just not hungry. He can't see beyond that he's full right now.
Yes,
and so
my husband's the same way.
I will pack a zippy for him because I know and I can see him.
Yeah,
he's getting hungry and I can tell, and he's trying to pull over for something stupid.
Okay,
you know, like something that's going to be just like wrecking all of his.
Yeah, I get it, because success. I feel like the fun part of being out is that you do get to purchase something food wise that you don't have in your home. To me, that's so fun. I have my things that I get.
Yes,
but my things I get are on plan and healthy.
Well,
so
going for a trip into a city that has a Whole Foods, I won't pack.
Yeah.
But know yourself, guys. If you're going to make a wise choice, you don't have to pack.
Yeah.
But if you're not, prepare, because you're going to be hungry.
Yeah, that's why we made the jolly lean, mean protein bars and stuff.
There you go. Oh, they're great to have in the purse.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Serene, I want to talk to you about our Trim Healthy Mama Journey app.
Can I tell you something? The other day my son stormed and, Mama, you were so excited that you guys have got this app that's hit what? It hit something or other.
Best-selling
number one app of all such and such. I don't know. And I'm like, what app? You mean the app we've had out for like 2 years? They're like, Mom.
No, that's the analyzer app.
Yes. They're like, no, Mom, your voice is on it. So I didn't even realize when I do all this work here with John that it was for a journey app. He just said, talk about this. And I'm like, I'd love to talk about that. And I talked about it, but I don't know. Tell me, Pearl.
Okay, you need to just hush up now, and I'm going to tell you about the app. We didn't tell Serene, because Serene is not like the rest of us, in that she doesn't know where her phone is. Like, if she ever answers the phone when I call, I'm like, hallelujah chorus, right? I have to go to her house to talk to her. So Serene will probably never be on this app, because her and phones aren't besties. But for the rest of us, oh my goodness, what a tool. I am loving this thing. Serene, what you do is you go and it chronicalizes your whole Trim Healthy journey, right? So it's a tracker, but it's not like an obsessive tracker where you do macros, carbs, calories and all that. But you log your meals.
Ooh.
So you take a picture of them, and then you have people that follow you and you follow others, right?
Oh, that's so fun.
Every single meal, when you put it in there, it asks you to pick, is it an S, E, fuel pool, not on plan, crossover? So you pick that.
Yes.
It labels it.
Yes.
Then is it a lunch, dinner, breakfast, snack, sipper, whatever? You pick that. It labels it. And then you can write a little bit about it. And you can keep it private, or you can just post public.
Yeah.
And so then everyone gets to see what you eat. I have been.
Did you put your green oatmeal on there?
Yes. I've shown people my green oatmeal using the dynamic duo greens.
That's so fun.
Yeah. And some people are like, I could never eat green oatmeal. And now other people are eating green oatmeal just because
it'd be the best for your children, eh?
Yeah.
Like dinosaur guts oatmeal.
But anyway, so it's so good because it keeps you accountable, because people are sort of like watching what you eat, and then you get ideas from others. I've got so many ideas.
Right, because you're not very proud if you've got nothing to put up but half a McDonald's burger.
Exactly. So it really makes you think, and I'm always thinking, well, hold on, people are going to look at what I eat. Where are my veggies, Pearl? So on my plate, my veggies go,
ooh,
right?
That's so good.
And it's so fun. And then there's so many areas. Like, there's our panic buttons. This is what people
are
loving.
It's almost like a fake it till you make it thing, like Danny would talk about, right?
Yeah.
You just got to, like, put these meals up, act like this is how good you'd normally be, yeah. and then it will be you.
And if it's not on plan, you just put it out there and you're like, hey guys, this is life. And everyone's like, that's okay, get back on. And so, but this panic area, people are loving that so much. That's when you and I recorded all these scenarios for, like,
I was wondering why we would do that.
I'm about to cheat. And then you and I just swarm in like super trim, healthy mamas and talk them out of it.
Yeah.
So there's all that. You guys, if you're not on the app, get on the app. It's cheap. It's like a one-time price of $7.99. That's it.
Wow.
We'll keep updating it. We're getting more and more things for there. But it's so worth it because it's motivational. It's inspirational. It's encouraging. It does all the charts and stuff. If you look at the scale, you don't have to, but then it will chart your progress down and all of that. But it is so fun. And I think it's a great tool for this year. It's helping me, and I've been doing this for like years.
I know, you came to me the other day. You're like, Pearl, Serene, I'm having so much fun on this journey app.
It is fun. It's totally fun. And so you can get it for Android or
is it
Apple,
worth
right?
Me, like getting involved with my
Everyone
phone?
Keeps asking me, do you think we'll soon see Serene on this app? I'm like, probably no chance because she doesn't know where her phone is.
I dropped my last phone in the toilet. Not me. Sorry, I was potty training a toddler. Yeah.
But I don't know, one day maybe you might like log one meal and everyone will be like, what?
Well, my famous yuck yum.
Yeah, should we even just posting a yuck yum every meal? Here it is again. Okay, you guys, I'll see you on the app.
See ya.
We'll see you next time.